This is the Huff Morning Show with Scotty O on the Huff.
That's me. It's 8:35. I've got Michelle McPhee in the studio with me this morning. Michelle is from CORA, which is set up at the NSCC Straight Area Campus. Michelle, welcome to the show to start off with.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Now, we've been promoting CORA on our website, 1015thehawk.com, for a while under the Hawk neighborhood.
Yes.
But for those that haven't been there, haven't seen on our website, 1015thehawk.com, by the way.
Yep.
And under the Hawk neighborhood, there's always stuff there to do and what's happening within the Quad Counties. What is CORA?
Okay.
Let's do the overview.
Right on. Okay, so CORA is an acronym. It stands for the Center of Rural Aging and Health. We're pretty new. We just piloted at NSCC Straight Area Campus last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a spot for older adults, 55 and above, to come together, connect, meet new people, learn some new things, and sometimes participate in intergenerational activities. It's a community hub, social activity hub.
So when it comes to the fact this is more so for seniors,
yeah,
right? Like you say older people.
Yep, 55 plus. Yep.
55 plus. I say seniors,
yep,
you say older people.
Yeah.
Is that the new term, older?
I think, you know what, it's one of those things that people identify with different terms, so I
yeah,
think use whatever language works.
Okay.
But, yep, 55 plus is the
55
technical.
Plus.
Yep.
All right. Do you have to show ID to get in? Like if you're 54 and a half, do you get in?
We could probably make some concessions for
fair
sure.
Fair enough. So when it comes to this, to CORA and people being able to use and utilize the programs, What exactly are the programs that are being available? Like every day is something different, right?
Yeah, more or less. So we run programs from September to June and through the week Tuesday to Friday, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And we've offered such a wide range of things. So being place-based within NSCC is really valuable because we benefit from all of the in-kind support. So
mm-hmm,
we can work with some of the student groups, faculty, all the different programs there. And we've done a lot of different things. So we worked with the Enactus student group last year. We offered a blues concert for people, Venezuelan cooking classes. The Natural Resources Technology Program took us out snowshoeing.
Mm-hmm.
Did forest bathing, which was a new concept. But
so what? Wait. Forest
yeah,
bathing?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I need to know. What is forest bathing?
And so many people had so many questions, obviously. So it is an ancient Japanese concept.
Okay.
And it really is about being mindful in the woods, in nature.
Okay.
So you go out and you maybe choose one type of sense that you're going to focus on, be it smell or what are you going to listen to? Or
okay,
are you going to maybe like touch the tree or the tree bark?
All right.
And you're, it's about kind of quieting the mind and being mindful
and
of nature.
Bathing in the forest.
Yes, yeah, so taking in the senses.
Bathing in the forest.
You got it. That's
okay,
right. Yeah.
I got you. All right. I had this mental picture of a bunch of senior citizens all taking showers in the forest.
We got lots of calls last year for sure. Yes, it was. Great.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, and if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
A lot of infrastructure to set up. We don't have all that capability for sure. But
I'm sorry. I'm not. It's just like,
but we've got so many things happening
yeah,
this year too, and we're kicking off on Monday with this Dementia Live experience, and
okay,
we've gotten a lot of good feedback about that. It's actually a partnership with the Cape Breton University Center of Excellence in Healthy Aging and a spot at a Texas Educate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about creating the sensory experience of dementia. So many of us are impacted by dementia, and it's
yep,
very common here. And as caregivers, we don't really know. We know the brain is changing, but we don't know what it feels like. So this experience allows us to get some insight into that.
So it delivers the experience to people that are non-dementia patients?
Exactly, yes.
How?
So it is going to be, from what I understand, it's going to happen on Monday. I just saw the video. I didn't get to do it myself, but
okay,
similar to what you look like now, you've got the headphones on,
yeah,
so it's going to show like things, your hearing might be impacted, and then you'll put on these different glasses, and your vision's going to be impacted. How does the room look for you versus someone who might be experiencing dementia? So it helps you to get a sense of what dementia and brain change might look like.
Okay, well, this might be good for everybody else then too, because I thought dementia was just basically the loss of memory, not the displacement of your physical being, I guess?
So, and again, I'm far from an expert, can't really speak to it that much, though we did, we were caregivers for my mother-in-law with dementia before her long-term care placement, but from what I understand, there's such a wide range of, so dementia is the umbrella term, there's so many different types of dementia underneath that, and everybody's impacted differently. So your brain is changing in various ways, and it has a wide range of symptoms. It can be memory loss, it could be you're seeing things that might not be there. Your ability to hear different types of sounds might be impacted or interpreted differently. So, yeah, lots of layers.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's how you learn things. More information is shared every day.
And you know what? And that's what I feel like CORE is such a great springboard for that. There's so many things that we're offering. There's such a wide range of different programs and offerings and lots of interesting ways for people to connect with new information that they may not have before.
Talking with Michelle McPhee this morning about the CORE program at the NSCC Straight Area campus. If you're just joining us, we just talked about a program starting on Monday. What other programs are happening? What other is available? Because now I'm learning stuff right now too, right?
Thank you. Okay, so we have some popular favorites. So last year we had a regular featured CORE Cafe. It was every Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a really informal, nice way for people that might want to check us out and have a coffee, meet some new people, have conversation, maybe you're playing some chess on the side or what, choose your own adventure kind of thing. That happens every week.
I love those books.
And then we have some of our regular partners. So Michelle Greenwell's offering Tai Chi again. Okay. We've got our foot care clinic, which was really popular last year. But then we also had the chance to do some surveys last year at the end of our program and get a sense of what people were also looking for.
Yes.
So one thing that I'm really excited about, we've got a death cafe starting this
week. I'm sorry,
yes,
what?
Yes, I know. So Stephen Anthony, he's from the area. He's going to be facilitating this. And so this is something that it's practiced all around the world. Death cafes, they're called.
Explain what a death cafe is, please, because somebody's writing an email right now.
Absolutely. And we've gotten so many questions again already, but also a tremendous amount of uptake. So in its simplest form, it's a place where people come together, eat cake, drink tea, and talk about death. And they say, generally, that we are a culture that really tiptoes around death. We're kind of death denying.
I'm tiptoeing right now.
Right. Yeah, I can see your face. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But it's often really beneficial for us to acknowledge the inevitable, have chances and spaces to speak about something that we're all going to experience at some point. Mm-hmm. And perhaps counterintuitively, it's described as being really uplifting, these death cafes.
Okay.
I've gone to some myself. I've really enjoyed the experience. And we, like I said, Stephen Anthony has agreed to facilitate them for us locally. So, okay. And we have a full house already. And this is October 31st that I think we've going to be launching.
We're having it on October 30th. October 31st is Halloween, Michelle.
That's right. It's all very strategic. Yeah.
Michelle, I don't know about the death cafe on Halloween.
It's going to be.
This sounds really spooky dooky.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Okay. All right. Do you have to come in costume?
No, no costumes required.
Is anybody going to show up as a Grim Reaper? Because that would be fabulous.
Well, I will be sure to let you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. So, CORE brings together people that might be a little bit older. It might be harder to connect with other people your own age at that point in time too. You know, a lot of times that people live for their children, live for their careers, and then when their career and their children are both sort of done and gone, they're left without a basic friend group. Correct?
Sometimes, right? Yeah. So, what we're hearing from people, we got some really great testimonials from our surveys last year, and it seems like after COVID, there was two things that happened. You had the group that was just ready to get back into community, be social again, and then another group of people that were a bit more apprehensive about getting out again and weren't feeling so comfortable. So we have heard from our surveys that there are a lot of us that are coming were people
come
that
were death cafe.
Well, that's it. There's different things that are happening, and people are intrigued, I guess, to come out and try something new. Mm-hmm. And we know that social activity is so important to our health and well-being, right? Like when we were all at home, and Scotty's not over this death cafe.
You should come on. I'm only 46. I'm not available to come yet.
You can come in form of a promotion and speak to it. So you experienced it, and then you can can
the
save
Death Cafe
people.
On yeah. Halloween.
Yes.
Man, that's
it.
Scary. Every,
well, there's gonna it's gonna be a full house. We'll save a spot for you.
Maybe it's just the wording, but it threw me off.
Well, I think and it's it's,
and
again,
that's a
it's
great
one of
thing
those
because
things,
it catches
right?
your attention
it
then
does,
too, right?
And it's something like we said, we don't talk about it openly. Mm-hmm. Culturally, we're a bit
and don't get me wrong, I'm making light of this of the wording,
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Of the program.
Got it. No,
right?
absolutely.
Okay. And I want people on the other side of the radio to be like, oh no, Scott's not being a jerk and making light of the program. I'm making light of the wording, because come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it's bold.
Right?
Yeah.
That is great. Other things that are happening through Cora. Can we go through them quickly? I know we spent a lot of time already.
Yeah.
But this
thank
is
you
fascinating.
So much. Oh, thank you. Okay, so we've got the Cora Cafe, the Dementia Live Experience, mm-hmm. Food Care Clinics happening. We've got next week, this would be a good chance for people who are new to Cora to come and check us out. So Courtyard Games and a Campus Tour. Okay. So you can get a lay of the land, see what's happening, pick up a calendar. We're also going to be featuring a regular afternoon at the movies with the National Film Board series from our video collection. Cooking's so popular, and I just want to say to people, we have regular cooking classes, but they fill up very quickly. So when you see it announced, please hop on and grab it. Get your space. And lots of presentations. So we have brain health with Alzheimer's Society, planning ahead with Louise Campbell, estate planning, pain relief workshop with Michelle Greenwell. We're working with MoneyPath Atlantic to offer frauds and scams. That's something that
that's
impacts
huge.
Everybody.
Huge.
Yeah, prevention. So I think it's really important to learn about it, but also have a space where people can say, look, this is what happened to me, mm-hmm. and feel open to talk about it, because that's how we learn from one another. And meditation with Monica McCarthy, Caregivers Nova Scotia is going to be coming in. And yes, the Tai Chi, I think I had mentioned already.
Yes, and okay, with all this, what type of pricing are we looking at?
Okay, great question. So generally speaking, we try to offer, so a lot of our presentations are offered through people who are in a, that's part of their role, their job. Yep. So those are free. And we do charge for maybe art workshops or physical activity workshops when the facilitator is offering it, you know, that's their business.
Yep.
So I would say 75% of our programming is free and 25% is probably with a fee attached.
I like free, and you can find those pricings on your Facebook group as well.
Yes, thanks so much. Yeah, feel free to check that out. There's lots happening on our Facebook page, and you can also join our email distribution list by giving us a call at 625-4252. And if anyone's not online, I have to give a shout out to our partners at the Eastern County Regional Library. They've been printing off flyers for us all of last year.
Sweet.
So grateful for that. So lots of great ways to connect. And we're always looking for new ideas for programs. If there's so many skills out there, mm-hmm. In terms of the folks that are listening. Love to hear from you and your ideas. If you have a skill that you'd like to share or workshop, connect and we'll try to make it happen.
It is a fantastic program.
Oh,
and yes, again, I made light of a couple of words, because I know the texts and the emails are going to come.
You're scrolling through already.
Right? I'm not making fun. I'm making light. That's There's right. a difference. If somebody says, come to a death cafe on Halloween, well, come on. Right? But I understand the boldness of the title to get that that intriguing conversation that we just had.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that in its simplest form, that's a death cafe. We're talking about death.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And you're right. Not enough people talk about it. And it does happen. It happens to everybody. Right. No matter what, you're not going to escape it.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Walt Disney and he's Frozen,
I
think.
Yes, yeah.
But other than Walt, you know, you're not going to escape it. It's going to happen to everybody at some point. So, yeah, we should openly talk about it.
No,
and
agreed.
Sometimes make light. Michelle McPhee from Cora at the NSCC Straight Area Campus. Thank you for coming in this morning and explaining. For those that might not know, or some that didn't know about it before, you can find out more. Search up Cora. Corah on Facebook. You can find their listing as well on our homepage at www.1015thehawk.com. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much. Great to chat.